Hey guys, thank you so much for clicking our little podcast and wanting to listen to us. I'm Daisy.
And I'm Nayeli.
And we're going to be your hosts for this podcast, which is called Fast Track Forum. We decided to make this podcast because we are huge motorsport fans. And we also kind of just wanted to focus and lean towards the female fan base within motorsports because we are definitely growing and motorsport is obviously a male dominated. So female fans aren't really as welcomed as male fans. So we wanted to create this podcast for the female fans specifically to make it a safe space, really.
I agree 100%. Because honestly, when I first joined the motorsport community, I felt like so out of place.
Yeah.
Because honestly, there is like a huge like male fan. And when you're like, oh, I'm a fan, you always get hit with the questions like, name more drivers than just like, you know, the obvious ones, like being Charles Leclerc, Max Verstappen, like name the whole grid, basically. Or tell me who won the championship X amount of years ago, like before I was even born. So I do agree. This is why we did make this a podcast.
Yes, especially since the term fangirls, because I've always been a fangirl, will always be a fangirl. But the term itself gets such a negative view point that everyone is always so terrified of us specifically. And it's just like, well, we really like something that we buy merch off of it. And we scream and we cheer whenever our favorite teams or whatever like scores or wins or like all of that. Fanboys do that too.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, I feel like guys think that girls are more crazy, but I'm like, have you ever seen when their football team loses, like the crazy mobs? I'm like, a fangirl, I think we're a little more cuter. I'm scared of fanboys. Fanboys scare me. They're more wild. Us, what do we do? Like you said, we buy the merch. We do friendship bracelets at tracks.
It's the Taylor Swift effect.
It really is.
But yeah, I feel like fangirls specifically, like they've become a lot more, I don't want to say popular because we've always been there.
Yeah.
I feel like they've gotten more attention ever since Taylor Swift started dating Travis Kelce and she first went to the Chiefs game. So yeah, ever since then, Swifties have tried to get into or are trying to get into football and stuff like that. So it's really interesting to see the big effect that she has. I mean, she's always been such a very talented artist and she has a lot of influence, but I think this was like the year that everyone realized how much of a big influence she had.
I do agree, because I'm like, that, and also I feel like Book Talk also had a lot to do with girls getting into more sports, you know, like the romance genre. And I feel like it's so great we have Taylor Swift helping on like the football aspect, because I love football too. Am I crazy about it? No, but I do watch a little bit. But that's how I guess fangirls have been more and more vocal in the space.
Yeah, definitely. I am not a huge football fan. Oh, American football, really.
Yeah.
But I can't even say that I see the appeal because I do not personally. But the sport is just not for me. The way that I describe it to other people is like, I'm a huge European sport fan, really. Because Formula One, huge in Europe than it is here in the US. Although it is starting to be popular.
The marketing is crazy. Like Abercrombie just dropped a new line with F1. We got some more Paxson, some Hollister. Like they're going everywhere. They're really hitting the market. Like their drop with Lego and Hot Wheels.
Yes.
Like, they're
and also American Eagle. Like I think Red Bull's like partnership with American Eagle, like those shirts are so cute.
But yeah, I'm like, F1 is trying to break into its American era. It's trying to be over here. And I'm loving it because personally, I was like, my bank account's going to go to all that merch.
I told myself that I would buy the t-shirt if I saw it while I was shopping. Like, there's no stopping me. I've also been buying, like, the little car. Like, you have them on your wall right now.
Yeah.
The cars or whatever. Okay, so quick little fun fact about me. I am originally from the East Coast. I was born and raised in New Jersey. But this semester, obviously, because I'm still in college, I'm finishing up my senior year. For the fall semester, I decided to study abroad. Well, study off campus really is the more proper term. In our campus in Los Angeles. So I'm currently in LA. And I've also noticed that the West Coast has more Formula One merch or like toys like in the kids section at Target, whatever, than on the East Coast, really, which I thought was really weird. And I really want to know what the reasoning behind that is. Back home, I never would have found like those little Formula One cars that you have in back at my hometown at Target, and I found so many here every time I go.
No, that and Costco. That's where I got all my Red Bull ones from. Costco has like their Mercedes, their Ferrari, and their McLaren. Now, if you're trying to look for some Williams, some Alpine, some Sauber, you're not going to find that because they're not the big ones. You're getting your main four: Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, and McLaren are the ones that I see the most, which is why I'm excited for Lego because they're dropping every team. And I was like, I really want like a little Williams Lego car. Like, that'd be so cute.
Yes, it would be so cute. Oh my God. Oh, since we're on the topic of Williams, they're one of my favorite teams. They're definitely in my top five, which is surprising, but not really. But I'm so sad that I literally purchased my Logan Sargeant hat, but and it got here before the announcement came that he was dropped and replaced.
Dude, that's depressing. I mean, we all kind of knew that Logan was gonna get dropped, but I was really hoping he was just at least gonna see the season out. Like, I knew he wasn't gonna get picked up, but I mean, I'm glad for Franco. He's been doing amazing. Like, I'm glad he's getting his time to shine, but it kind of sucks because he doesn't have a seat technically for next year. So it's like they should have just let Logan finish out the season.
They definitely should have, because I definitely knew that he was not going to be returning Formula One next year, and I knew that he wasn't going to get a seat. So I was prepared for that. Although I still bought a hat, I was prepared that he was not going to return. But then they announced that Carlos was taking the second seat. It kind of confirmed it. But I would have thought they would have at least let Logan stay for the rest of the season instead of just drop him like mid-season, because one, the way that Williams itself like handled that was so bad. And so they definitely did get a bunch of bad publicity, as they should though, because it was so bad the way that they handled it. And I also feel bad for Franco. Like, I honestly loved him in Formula 2. Like, that's when I started paying attention to him, when he was in Formula 2. And so, like, I knew that he was a good driver, and like his personality, I am obsessed with his
Oh
personality.
my gosh. His interviews, I'm like, he's so good. I'm like, oh my God. I love having him on the grid. I was like, I love his interviews. Like, I watch him and I'm like, please.
Nobody media trained that man. Nobody.
And I love it. I love unhinged drivers. I think it's such an unpopular opinion because so many people are like, they say that like we want unhinged drivers, but when the drivers start to be a little unhinged, they get so much backlash. Case in point, Lando, when he gets a little unhinged, people start hating him. And I'm like, isn't that what you guys wanted? Some unhinged drivers? Make it make sense.
Yeah, I love Lando. Lando has always been my number one driver. Love him. And he's actually doing good, and he's actually winning races. McLaren built a really good car this
They did.
season. And so now that Lando is winning, everyone is hating on him, and everyone is like, oh, I want Max to win again. Like, I miss it. Yet when Max was winning, everyone hated on him. So it's literally a trend within this sport that whoever is dominating currently, we're gonna hate them. And then when they're not dominated anymore, we're gonna love them again.
No, yeah, and I'm a big Red Bull fan. Like, trust me, this season has killed me to watch both of my drivers suffer like crazy. Like, I am the hugest Red Bull stan you'll ever find. But I love that we're having competition, and I don't understand. I'm like, isn't this what you guys wanted last season when Max was literally winning everything? Because even though I'm a huge Max fan, and I've said this, and I will always be like his number one, even I got a little boring. I was like, oh, Max is gonna win. I don't even need to watch the race. And now I wake up and I'm like, I'm excited because like I don't know who's gonna win. We've had so many race winners, and I like it when it's competitive. I think it's so much more fun. I don't know why y'all are hating. Like, McLaren deserves all their flowers because they built a really good car. So I don't get the hate.
Yeah, I don't either. People in this fan base really pick and choose.
Oh, they do.
It's so annoying at this point.
They really do. And I'm like, well, they love to hate on certain drivers. And I'm like, girl, this has nothing to do with them. You said that Williams gave a bad goodbye to Logan. You know, another team who did a really, who I think did it even worse than Williams was RB. With Daniel Ricciardo. That was heartbreaking. Even though I've said this before, we knew Daniel was gonna leave. It was kind of obvious. I really did think that they were gonna at least let him finish the season. Cause the thing is, Liam Lawson's only confirmed for the season. So technically, that second RB seat hasn't, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't been confirmed, right?
Oh, it hasn't.
Yeah. So I'm like, we should have just let, like, we knew he wasn't gonna come back. It was just done. Like, I'm sorry, like, love Danny Rick, but people hating on other drivers on the grid being like, well, why is this driver still staying? I'm like, that has nothing to do with them. People hating on like Lance Stroll saying, why does he still have a seat? On Checo, why does he still have a seat? I even saw people, I think, hating on like Zhou, like, why does is he didn't get sacked? And like other drivers like Liam Lawson and stuff like that. I'm like, there's so much that goes into it that I feel like we don't see. It's not just the drive. There's obviously sponsors, and money plays a really big role in that too.
Yeah, it definitely does. And obviously, since we are on the West Coast, we get news hella early. So, like, I'm still asleep by the time we get most of the Formula One news. But when I woke up that morning, that's the first thing that I saw was that RB dropped Danny Ric and replaced him with Liam Lawson. And don't get me wrong, love Liam. Like, I absolutely love him because we both have an obsession with Lightning McQueen. But I love Danny Ric. Like, he was one of my favorite drivers, like, one of the older drivers, at least, because obviously the grid is split between veterans
Yeah.
and the newbies, really, even though they're not really rookies. So Danny Ric always really had a special place in my heart. When I heard that news and, like, when I read it, I started sobbing and I could not stop sobbing that whole entire morning. And I've never been affected that much since Sebastian Vettel announced that he was leaving Formula
Oh my God, yeah.
One. Yeah, it was devastating. And I hated the way RB treated Danny Ric, especially after everything that
Yeah.
Ric has done for Red Bull.
We say drivers need media training. I feel like their media team needs media training sometimes, because I'm like, you guys could have handled it a little better. Because we already knew, like, when Singapore was happening, they're like, oh, this is his last race. And I wish they would have told us so he could have gotten a better, proper goodbye. Because they told us after. And I was like, if I would have known that was the last time I was going to see, even though, like, part of me knew, I still wasn't fully prepared that that was going to be the last time I was going to see him race.
Yeah, that whole entire race, like, even the
Yeah.
commentators kept on hinting at it. They're like, oh, rumors going around of Danny Ric possibly leaving, like, this is his last race or whatever. But they couldn't actually give him a proper goodbye because it wasn't confirmed. It was a
Yeah.
rumor. So I personally, if I was a part of their media team, which hint, hint, because I really want to work for any of you
Yeah.
guys, hit me up. The way I would have handled it is at that point, if it's already a rumor, everyone is talking about it, I would have confirmed it. Yes, it would have been on the spot and very last minute, but at least everyone would have been able to give Danny Ric the proper goodbye
Yeah.
that he deserved.
No, yeah, I do agree with that, because it was out of nowhere, but also at the same time, not really, because we had been leading up to it that he's not going to be driving anymore and that he was just done, which kind of sucks. And I really do hope that, like, him and Logan go into other motorsports, you know what I mean? Because they were also saying that, like, Danny Ric really does love driving, and I feel like I could see him in any other sport as well as Logan, because Logan is, if you guys didn't know, getting a test with IndyCar with the Meyer Shank team. He's doing a test for them in November. I can't remember the exact date, but he will be driving in that. So if you guys want to see him drive, he's doing some testing with Meyer Shank Racing. So maybe potentially go to IndyCar. And then maybe potentially we could also get Daniel Ricciardo into IndyCar, because I think that would be fun.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of Formula One drivers that do retire, some of them, not all of them, do end up in IndyCar at one point.
Yeah, we have, like, Fernando Alonso went to Indy for a little bit. We have people like Marcus Ericsson and then Roman Grosjean in IndyCar. So we do have a lot of drivers who do make that jump to IndyCar. So there is a possibility that we might not say goodbye to them for, because I really do hope that they stick to driving, because I loved seeing them drive. Like, even if it's not in F1, hopefully they, wherever it'd be, like Formula E, Indy, even like NASCAR or something like that, you know, just as long as they get a drive.
Yes. Oh my God. I feel like Logan would thrive in NASCAR just because, like, NASCAR is such an American sport.
Yes. Oh my God.
Logan, back when he was in Formula One,
Yeah.
was my golden American boy, as I always called him. But I do think Logan would thrive more in IndyCar. So I'm really excited to see how testing will go in November, because if he is in IndyCar, you will see me at one of the
Oh my
races.
God, dude, they're so much cheaper too. I went to an IndyCar race in Long Beach. Oh my God, nothing compared. Like, for 3 days, it was like the price of one ticket for one day at
A
F1.
Formula One
I'm
race.
like, yeah, like, it is so cheap. If Logan, if you do come, best believe, I don't care where it is, I'm gonna drive my butt there.
I will definitely do it. I will be broke because I will just have graduated college, but trust I will find a way to find the money to get.
You could wear your Logan hat.
I could wear my Logan hat. It would be weird though, because it's a Williams Logan hat, but it's okay. I know he'll still sign my hat.
He will. Hey, maybe it'll be worth a lot one day. The big one he was in.
That's so true. Oh my God. Anyways, we did talk a lot about this.
Yes.
Maybe we should start talking about the things that the Formula One drivers do outside of Formula One, because this has
Oh my
been a
God.
really long break.
It really has. Like, honestly, I literally wake up and I'm like, oh my God, it's race weekend. It was it. And now I can actually say we're in race week. So I'm excited.
Race week, finally. Oh my God,
Nice.
I was so bored. 3 weeks, like, that's so long.
It really is. I was like, how dare they do this to us? I mean, like, I gotta sleep in on my Sundays because I don't have to wake up, but I was sad. I was depressed.
It felt weirdly longer than summer break, too.
It did. It really did, but I'm just glad that we get race week again. And it's gonna be here in Austin, which means I don't have to wake up early. Races are midday for me, so not waking up like at 4 a.m. like I did for Singapore. I think it was like 4 a.m. that I had to wake up to watch the race.
Yeah, I woke up for that race too. Oh my God. But I, even though I'm so excited, it's like race week, I have an internship and my internship is filming on the exact same time that the Austin Grand Prix is gonna be on. So I'm so pissed. But there's another person that's also a PA in my internship. So gonna give him the phone and by the time the race is over, because I'm pretty sure we'll still be filming. So he's just gonna delete the notification. So I don't know who wins that race. And then when I come back, I'm just gonna watch the live replay because I have F1 TV.
I do not have the F1 TV. I was like, I just watch it on ESPN because I'm like, I cannot afford the TV, dude. It's so expensive.
Technically, my family and I have F1 TV. Because we're all huge motorsport fans, so we all keep up with Formula One. I obviously have the password and I created it, but everyone else in my family uses it, so it's okay.
It's worth it.
It really is because you get to watch it back. You get to watch any of the races back. So I would say it's definitely worth, well, we get the yearly plan, so it's definitely worth $80.
I might have to look into that.
You definitely do. I think it's worth it. And you don't even have to pay for winter break either. You can literally pause your subscription so you won't get charged.
Ooh, I might have to look into that one.
Yeah, if you do the monthly one. Anyways, Formula One drivers off the grid.
Ooh.
Even though it was a long break, we did get a bunch of new collabs, really, specifically with McLaren. McLaren's been working overtime, really.
Dude, Zac Brown works harder than Kris Jenner for all these collabs.
The recent one is Lando's collab with Ralph Lauren, Polo Red.
I saw that and I was like, what is this? I was like, I did not expect that.
Did not see this coming, did not see this collab coming, although I'm not mad at it.
I'm not either, but I was like, it was like kind of, I'm like, oh, that's random. I was like, interesting.
It was, I saw the video, was obsessed with it. Lando looks so good. The photos, the promo photos, they don't look like him.
Yeah, I was like, maybe a little too much editing.
Definitely a little too much editing, and I don't understand why. He's a perfectly good-looking guy. You guys really don't need to edit him. And I think this is just me and my little marketing mind right now because I'm taking a marketing class. But it's just like, ew, it's insane. Like I wouldn't have edited it that
Yeah,
way.
I agree.
Don't know how other brands work, but when we create our brand, like we'll not be doing that. I also really liked Lando's own personal drop. It's like a high school vibe.
Yeah, the varsity jackets. I saw those. Like,
Jackets.
it's cute.
He so badly wants to fit in with American culture because it gave up. Okay, that vibe gave off So High School by Taylor Swift. Like, that's exactly
Yeah.
what I thought of when I saw it.
He really does. I was like, when I saw it drop, I was like, okay, this is actually kind of cute. I'm not the biggest Lando fan. Like, I do love Lando, but I was like, low key, I might have to get something from this drop because it's kind of cute.
The only thing I can afford from that drop, the stickers.
Probably. Yeah, no, that ass, probably.
Because the hoodie itself was $100. But then again, the actual images in the back are embroidered. So it's worth the $100, but I don't have $100 to spend on a hoodie.
Yeah. I'm like, on that topic, I'm like, why do drivers have to make their merch so expensive?
Okay, like you guys make a shit ton of money. Well, dependent on who you are, how many races you win, and the team you drive for, because all of their salaries definitely vary. I know that. But you still make so much money on your even if you drive for like a lower team and you're not that popular, you still make a shit ton of money.
Lower it for your broke fans, just a little bit.
But yeah, Lando and McLaren have definitely been working overtime this past break. And Lewis Hamilton, he's the co-chair for the Met Gala this year or next year.
I saw that and I was like, I am ready for Lewis's fashion because Lewis makes entering the paddock a fashion show. His fits always are on point. I'm like, that man knows how to dress. So this was not shocking to me at all, especially because he has attended, I believe he has attended Met Gala in the past, right?
He has, yes.
I was like, so him being a co-chair, that did not surprise me whatsoever. I'm like, this is such a good fit. Like, this works.
Lewis Hamilton is so much bigger than Formula One himself
Oh
because
my God.
some of my family members that aren't motorsport fans, like my mom's side of the family, like my mom is, but her other siblings aren't really big fans. If you say the name Lewis Hamilton, they automatically know who I'm talking about. They didn't even know that Lewis is a Formula One driver. They just know that he's influential.
Lewis is just really smart. He's known how to market himself outside of Formula One. This man has collabs and has done so much. Like he has his like, it's not alcohol, right? It's
It's non-alcoholic.
Agave. Yeah, the no. He has that. He has that one song with, oh my God, I'm blanking on that one song, but every F1 fan knows that one song. He did that. All his like collabs with like fashion and stuff. His deal with Monster, like he has so much outside of F1. Like if this man ever does leave F1, he is set for life. Like he is completely set for life.
Yes, he's definitely set for life. But even if he has all of those brands and does all of those events, he also is just a really good person. And he talks about the topics that no one else or everyone else is too afraid to talk about. He will speak his mind about anything.
He really
Yeah.
will.
And that's one of the things that I really admire about him. Lewis Hamilton, the day that he announces that he is retiring from
Oh,
Formula
God.
One, I'm gonna need a 5 to 10 business day break.
I think everyone will, because right now I feel like F1 and him are like synonymous with each other. Like the day he leaves, I'm gonna be like, I need time to. I'm not even that big of a Lewis Hamilton fan. Like, I love him. I respect him. I think he's like the best driver on the grid. But I think that would end me too. He's been in it for so long.
He has, and he's broken so many records.
I don't think anyone will ever catch that man in all his records. He needs his eight. I feel like he'll retire once he gets the eighth championship.
He definitely will. I think he's also said that too. So we are running out of time. But before we go, I just realized that we never introduced our favorite teams and our favorite drivers. So do you want to go first?
Yeah, so I've mentioned this before a lot, and if you know me, my number one will always be Red Bull. I know they're controversial. I know that some people don't like them for their dominance, and now do love them because they're like, y'all pray for Red Bull. And they're like, not so good season, but it's okay. They're my number one. My number two has recently become McLaren because I was never really a huge, huge fan. They were like lower on my list, but they've grown on me a lot and how amazing their car has been. So they'd have to be my number two. My number three would have to be Williams because, like I said, loved Williams. My sister, that's her number one team. So they've also grown on me. I'm like, you know what? Williams is cute. I loved when they were in their like way, way back then in their dominance. And now I'm like, well, they'll eventually get there. They'll eventually get back to being the team that they deserve to be. My number four team would have to be Mercedes because love Hamilton a lot. Like I said, he's not my favorite driver, but I do love and respect him. Don't know if Mercedes will switch since he's leaving Mercedes, but I do love them. I love Toto. Toto is an icon, so might just have to stick with him. And then my five making me a rare breed is Haas. I know it's a little surprising, but I do love Haas. Like everything about them. Just something about that team. I don't know. They seem lovable, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Haas is like the only American team
Yeah.
so far, but you're not the only one because I was talking to this guy that I met while traveling abroad, and he was like, yeah, like my favorite team is Haas. And I was like, that's so weird. You're probably the first person that I've met that willingly said that their favorite team was Haas.
I mean, like, I've never met anyone who's a Haas fan. So, you know, rare breed, but it's okay. I love voting for underdogs, which is why I have Williams and Haas in my top five, because I do think that eventually they will get there, because they're making steps to being middle team tier. You know what I mean? So they're in the rights. They're
Yeah,
going,
especially this
yeah,
season.
they've been doing so good. But so those are my top five teams. As for my drivers, I feel like they're not going to be like super, super surprising. My number one driver is obviously Checo. He's the reason I got into the sport, the reason I love motorsport, also like the biggest Red Bull fan here. And then it's Max, but usually Max and Checo switch. Like, guys, my number one and two are interchangeable because I'm like just a really huge Red Bull girly. My number three is Charles. He's grown on me. Before, I couldn't stand him, but he has grown on me and I actually really like him. And I'm so happy he won Monaco this season. He's broken the curse. He has been doing amazing. So, love Charles. My fourth, what did I say my fourth was? I think, oh my God, I'm blanking on my fourth. I want to say it was Hamilton. No, it was Oscar Piastri. Oscar's such a cutie. I just love him. His personality, he's amazing. And honestly, his wins have been well deserved. And everyone who says he did not deserve his wins, don't even talk to me. Like, guys, he deserves it. He is like honestly one of the better drivers of the new drivers that we've gotten. So, no hate ever to Oscar. And then my number five has to be Fernando Alonso because it used to be Logan, But since he's not on the grid, I can't put him in like thing. But it is Fernando Alonso, you know, our little rookie who never leaves, literally never leaves. And the day Alonso leaves, I'm gonna be sad because he's just iconic. He's a TikTok star.
He is. I love Nando. Okay, my favorite teams. First, McLaren. I was always a McLaren girly and will always be a McLaren girly. That will never change. My second, ooh, who did I say my second was? Oh, Red Bull. Red Bull will be my second favorite team. Third would be Williams. Love Williams. Mad at them because they dropped Logan, but I still love Williams. Fourth, Ferrari. And then my fifth, I'm actually blanking. I think Mercedes, but I think that might change. So we'll see. But yeah, those are my top favorite teams. My top five drivers. Okay, Lando. Love Lando, but not for the reasons, just because like he's hot. Like I just like have always really liked Lando because he's like very open about mental health. And whenever he talks about mental health, it's like the same way that I talk about it, but not really in the same experience, but with how we both suffered through it. So that's the reason why he'll always be my number one. And I feel like I have to clarify that just because of like the amount of hate that he's getting right now and the amount of hate that his fan base is getting too. So, which is sad and devastating, but it will never make me hate him. Anyway, my second favorite driver, Oscar. I love his personality. It's like you said. Like he is definitely going to be a world champion
Oh, he
one,
is.
and I'm so excited for it. Third, Lewis Hamilton. I know that I said that he was like the first person that got me into Formula One, and he is because I was obsessed with the Cars movie, and like obviously Lewis was in the Cars movie. So, but yes, he'll always have a special place in my heart. But like at the moment, he's my third favorite driver. My fourth will be Checo. I really love Checo, and he does not deserve any of the hate that he is
Oh my
getting.
God. I agree 100%.
Like, he does not deserve it. He is a really good driver, and Max has even defended him multiple times.
I was like, it's the car, but people don't believe it. I'm like, it's the
Yeah.
car, guys.
It is the car. Okay. And then my fifth favorite driver, it was Logan, but he's no longer in Formula One. So it's going to be Alex. I really like Alex. So he'll be my fifth. He moved up on my list. And yeah, that's basically it. That's all we have time for. So, do you want to close it off since I opened
Yeah,
it?
sure. So thanks guys for listening to our first episode. We are so excited to make this for you guys. And tune in. I believe we're going to be posting every Wednesday. We're just really excited and making this a safe place for everyone to come listen and not be scared because we're here open to opinions, but always in a respectful way, guys.
Yes.
That is like the number one thing. But yeah, thank you for listening. And that is all we have for you guys today. Bye.
Bye.